Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to our radio audience, to our participants in this radio broadcast around the world. Once again, yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams Jr., comes to you with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of saving grace, the gospel message which saved men 2,000 years ago and saves men today. The same gospel 12 apostles preached on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. It was a Sunday morning, starting around 9 o'clock. It's actually the date, May 28th, A.D. 33. That Sunday, the Sunday of the Pentecost, the apostles were at the temple area because all the Jews had come to Jerusalem for the Passover and the atonement. But God had a new gospel, had a new covenant, had a new doctrine to share with the Jews, the children or descendants of Jacob, who was called Israel. That message the apostles preached on that day, and 3,000 Jews believed the gospel and were baptized into Christ for the removal of their sins. That happened on that eventful day. And ever since that day, the disciples of Christ, the true ministers of Christ, preach the gospel of Christ. And that's what we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We have the gospel of Christ. We have the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, nothing but the truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. No man can come to the Father except he come through me. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ is the eternal God. He is the everlasting God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the God of our salvation. He is the true and the living God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, he is the only potentate. You know what that means? He is the only all-powerful God. There's only one God. One God who is above all, through all, in you all. One God who is the eternal God. The same God that created man and this world. Colossians chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. He is the God who created man. Man is a creature. He is the result of intelligent creation by an intelligent creator. God gave man the spirit, his spirit. God gave man intellect, intelligence, his intellect. God made man different from any other creature that he created when he had created the world. Man is his highest creation. For man to live in perfect spiritual harmony with him for all eternity. But man messed that up. Adam and Eve in the garden, they committed sin. They sinned against God's commandment. God said, do not eat of that tree. He forbid them to eat of the tree of death. But man ate anyway, deliberate, knowing what God's commandment was. He ignored it, and he ate anyway. And he brought sin and condemnation into the life of man. Everything that God created perfect in the beginning changed because of sin. Sin destroys. Sin mars. Sin just messes everything up. Sin is an abomination in the sight of God. It's a disgrace in the sight of God. But thank God for being the loving God and creator of all mankind. God came down in the person of Jesus Christ the Son, lived a perfect human life in order to offer that perfect human life in the place of man, giving his life for his sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was crucified, and he was crucified for evil cause. Those who required his crucifixion and those who performed the crucifixion were all ignorant of the will of God. They didn't really realize that they were actually fulfilling God's will, because Jesus Christ came into this world to die for our sins. However, what they did was wrong, and man needed to repent of it. To this day, the Jewish people still follow the Old Testament commandment and instructions from the law of Moses, and they do not accept Jesus Christ as Savior, as Messiah, as Redeemer, as the King of his kingdom. But that's a shame, and that's a disgrace and a discredit on the part of those who don't believe. Today, we are commanded by the gospel to believe in Christ. Believe in him as Lord, God, and eternal Savior. He who gave instruction to his disciples, Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Brother Williams, are you saying that if I don't believe the gospel, that God is going to condemn my soul to hell? No, friend. I'm saying that if you don't believe the gospel, you are already condemned to hell. Because if you don't believe in the sacrifice that God made on behalf of you and I for our sins, then we have no opportunity. We have no other sacrifice. There is no other acceptable sacrifice to God that can remove our sins. So we are condemned and we are doomed, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of us has sinned. Before we even knew it, we had sinned. Before we even knew God's will, we had sinned against God. The gospel reveals the fact that we are all sinners from the beginning. We are all sinners from our youth. Oh, we're born without sin, but it ain't very long before we start sinning. We start lying. We start bearing false witness. We start acting in bad behavior. As we grow and mature, we have little control of our inordinate affections in our flesh. And without any control, without any rule, we go out and we sin. We sin in the presence of God. But thank God. Thank God for sending Jesus Christ into the world to be that redemption price, the price of our soul redemption. He paid that price on the cross of Calvary. He was crucified He was cruelly spat upon. But he endured all of that so that he might be a loving and a merciful Savior for us. Not that God doesn't know, but God wanted to demonstrate his love to us so that we know that we can trust God. Do you trust in God? If you don't trust in God, who do you trust? Who do you trust? There's only two gods, the God of eternity, the true and the living God, the all-powerful God, the almighty God, and then there's the God of the spiritual dead, the God of evil, the God of cursing, the God of lies, murder, and all types of sin that we talk about now is Satan. Satan took that job when he disobeyed God. He wanted to rule over God's heaven. But God is God alone. There is no God beside him. There is no God equal to him. And God made that clear to Lucifer. Today, Satan is seeking all that he can trick, all that he can fool, all that he can cause to live sinful lives and die in their sins, to go to hell, because that's where Satan is. That's where Satan's going to be, and that's where Satan is doomed. He is already reserved in change of judgment, because that's his destiny. That's his place to be. He is the resident ruler of hell. Satan seems to be doing quite a good job, because most men will not believe and obey the gospel. If a man don't believe and obey the gospel, he don't have a chance to return to the spiritual relationship that's acceptable to God. He don't have a chance to purify his soul through the obedience of faith to the word, commandments, and the will of God. Man has no hope outside of Jesus Christ. He is our only hope of eternal life with God. But most men are not even interested. They could care less. That's a shame. God may be a little disappointed now, but in the day of judgment, when he calls all souls to account, those who have not lived and have not obeyed the gospel and not been baptized for the removal of their sins and baptized into the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ, which is the one true church, the only church that Christ built. The church belonging to Christ. The church belonging to Christ wears Christ's name. I don't care what nobody tells you. The church of Christ wears Christ's name. He is the owner. He is the builder. He is the purchaser. He is the king. He is the husband. The church is his wife. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. The church is his body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, and verse number 4. There's only one spiritual body. It's the body of Christ. And the body of Christ in this dispensation is his church. But what about those who died under the old law, Moses, before Christ died, brought his church into being? They too have been cleansed by the same blood of Christ that cleanses you and I and our soul today when we obey the truth, when we obey the gospel of Christ, when we believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, God, and Savior, and we obey his commandment. He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, 16, go into all the world, preach the gospel to everybody. Whoever believes the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. But whoever does not believe the gospel shall be condemned. Somebody say, there is no salvation in water baptism, Brother William. Ain't no salvation in that water. That's just plain water. The power of God is in the faith of man for God. It's not about the physical water. It's about obeying God. God chose baptism as a means by which he would justify man through faith. So if you're not being baptized into Christ as a result of having heard and believed the gospel, you're not saved, nor can you be saved. Only those who obey the commandment will of Christ can be saved. And in that, you got to be faithful. Obey God today and live for the devil next week. You got to be faithful. You have to be a daily devotional servant of God. You got to live and walk daily in agreement and according to his blessed will. There are many commandments that we have to obey in Christ. It's like there were 613 plus commandments and ordinances that the Jews had to obey under the law of Moses. But God, by the person of Jesus Christ dying on the cross, he took the Old Testament law out of the way and replaced it with a perfect law that could save all men of every nation for all eternity. God's chosen people today are not Jews. God's chosen people today are Christians, members of the body of Christ, baptized believers, and members of the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is not a man-made building. The Church of Christ is spirit and eternal life. It is the body of Christ. It is the power and grace of God. All of these blessings and benefits and more are to be had and enjoyed by those who obey the gospel of Christ. There is no exception to that rule. There is nobody who is exempt from it. As long as you're of age to understand and believe the gospel of Christ, you are required by God to obey the truth. You're required by God to be baptized in water baptism according to your in the gospel of Christ. And that for the removal of your sin. Acts 22 and 16, the Apostle Paul was instructed by the preacher Ananias. He says, arise and be baptized and wash away your sin. Or the symbolism of conversion and obedience is all in the obedience of the gospel of Christ. Anybody who doesn't preach the gospel of Christ is a false preacher. Anybody that tells you that you don't have to be baptized to be saved is a lying preacher. He is a false teacher. He is not a minister of Christ. Only those who preach the word of God, the written word of God, can qualify to be faithful and true ministers of Christ. The gospel of Christ was not told and not taught to baptize infants. Infants are born without sin and have no sin, and small and little children. They don't have any sin. Baptism is for believers. A small 2, 3, or 4-year-old cannot be a believer of the gospel in Christ. They cannot. They don't even know what the gospel is. They have no clue or understanding of what the gospel is about or what it's for. They are without sin. They are innocent. As they grow older and more mature, be able to exercise themselves in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, then they are candidates for baptism by faith. You see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that God is, and that God is the rewarder of all those who faithfully seek him. We need some more men and women and disciples to faithfully seek God and his salvation. Faithfully serve God for eternal life and salvation. To be examples of the Christian man, Christian person that God wants us to be. To declare by preaching and by spiritual lifestyle the glorious gospel, the glorious power for salvation, yes, and the wonderful blessings, the eternal reward that is in Christ. Christ is that perfect God that we worship, that we owe our allegiance to. And men everywhere need to repent and come to Jesus Christ and receive his salvation and go forth in obedience and faithfulness to Christ. That's what every man needs to do. Every man living today needs to do that. Those who do not are condemned in their sin for all eternity. Except one repent and obey the gospel of Christ, you cannot be saved. There is no salvation outside of obeying the gospel of Christ. But how do I obey the gospel of Christ? Jesus gave a command. Whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever does not believe is condemned. So that's the first commandment of the gospel. Believe the gospel you heard. Believe of how Jesus Christ lived a human life on earth and gave that life as a ransom for the sins of mankind. Jesus Christ is God who loves us. He did it because he loved us so. But men do not honor Christ as we ought to. We don't really live for Christ. Many of us claim we're Christians and don't even live a Christian life. We blaspheme God, blaspheme the will of God and the word of God, because we lie against the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the body of Christ, spiritual church of Christ, and vice versa. The church of Christ is spirit. It's not brick and mortar. It's not wood, hay, and stubble. It's not asphaltic shingles or roof covering or concrete foundation. It is spirit, and it is God. Jesus Christ, being God, is also the spiritual foundation of the church. The church is built on Christ. He's the foundation, not Peter, not any pope, not any apostle, but Jesus Christ himself is the foundation. We are all servants that make up the spiritual body of Christ. Our flesh and blood is not saved in the church. Our flesh and blood bodies are not being saved in obedience to the gospel. The only thing that's being saved in obedience to the gospel is our spirit man within, that soul that man was created to be, that soul that came from God. Our spirit is from God. God gave it. God wants it back. And the only way God's going to get it back, we're going to have to act right, live right, talk right, behave right, be right with God. What we got to do, ladies and gentlemen, we got to spend more time in the Bible, in the Word of God, seeking out his blessed will on the pages of inspiration. Yes, the book that we call the Bible, which has the revelation of God's will for all mankind, men of every race, every creed, every color, every tongue, every generation. Thank God that the Bible is now printed in the over 1,500 languages of men around the world. The Bible is printed in everybody's language. You can read it in your own language and understand what God is saying. You can understand the Word of God because it's not too hard. God does not give us a manuscript, a book of instructions to follow, and then made the instructions so hard. Understand, God is not unfair like that. If you think like that, it's because you've been spending too much time with Satan. Satan is a deceiver. Satan makes your life a living hell if you let him. You got to resist the devil and flee to Christ. You got to resist him and stand. You got to resist the devil and speak truth to your neighbor. That is, we need to speak truth to one another. We need to speak truth at all times. Don't lie. Don't lie to people. Don't lie to anybody. Care enough about their soul and respect for their soul and integrity to speak truth to your neighbor. You will save your own soul in doing so. But the gospel of Christ tells a story about Jesus Christ as a man, was betrayed by the Jews, his own race of people, because they envied him. Not because he did anything wrong, but simply because man envied him. Why? Because he was perfect. man cannot be perfect within himself. He can only be perfected by the cloak of salvation from God. That's the only way he can be made perfect, by the power and the will of God. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. God wants us to come back home. He wants his man to leave this world and come back home to him. But it's up to man to do something about that. If man fails to obey the truth, if man refuses to obey God's will, man will surely die in his sin and be lost in eternal hell forever. We got to repent, ladies and gentlemen. We got to repent. We got to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, God, and Savior. We got to believe the gospel. We got to believe in the salvation that God has provided for us. When we do that, we will willingly submit ourselves to the obedience Jesus Christ commanded. Whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever does not believe is condemned already. He's just going to stay that way because he won't repent and obey the truth. Don't let nobody fool you. Obedience to the gospel is plain and simple. It doesn't take a college education or a PhD to know and understand the truth. Matter of fact, you don't have to have a high school education to understand the truth of the gospel. All we have to do is believe God and obey him. God wants, he only built one church. He only has one wife. He only has one family. And that's the will of God. There are a lot of churches and pastors, so-called, and reverends, so-called, and priests, so-called, and pope, so-called. There's a whole evangelicals who claim to be serving God in truth, who claim to be teaching you the truth, and they are not. They are found liars by the testing of their teaching and their life. They are found wanting. They do not meet the requirement of the Lord. They speak lies in hypocrisy to fool you because they've been fooled themselves by their master teacher, Satan. Yeah, they believe the lie because they listen to Satan. You don't want to believe a lie. You follow a lie, it'll kill you. It'll kill you dead. And you'll lift up your eyes in hell. Eternal damnation. We encourage everybody, call tonight. If you haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ, you haven't been baptized into the Church of Christ, you haven't declared yourself to be a member of the spiritual church of Christ by no other name, Acts 4:12. Neither is there any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. What's that name, Brother William? Jesus Christ. The name of Christ. It's all about Christ. When you read the whole New Testament, it's about Christ. You read the prophets of the Old Testament, it's about Christ. It's always about Christ. You need to take heed. You need to pay attention. You need to focus on the commandment, will God. You need to continue that you might grow wiser and more capable as a servant of God. We'll work till Jesus comes. That's the attitude in Christ. We will obey. We will stay on the battlefield. We will stay in the vineyard until Christ calls us. He will call into eternal glory because he comes in our lifetime and ends this dispensation, or we'll die in the Lord and we'll still be rescued from our spiritual labor in Christ. Mm-hmm. We'll still be expecting to be clothed upon by that eternal garment of righteousness. Obeying the gospel is what man can do. God has done all he can do for man. He has provided the sacrifice by his great love for man. He provided a perfect sacrifice. We need no other. Now it's up to us as mankind, as those who have been enlightened by the knowledge of the truth. Time for us to step up and to be faithful disciples of Christ and spread this gospel abroad so that many might hear, believe, and obey the gospel. We encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to seek the spiritual or religious group that names itself the Church of Christ. Go and attend worship services with them. And when the preacher calls for those who want to be baptized, extend the invitation, become a part of the spiritual Church of Christ, walk forward. Give the preacher your hand and give heart, give God your heart, faith, and obedience. Be baptized for the removal of your sin. Rise therefore that watery grave, walk in a new life. Walk in a sanctified life. Walk in eternal life with God. But how can we walk in eternal life on the earth? It's by faith. By faith, we know that the worlds were framed by the word of God. You appear, came out of those which do not. Man can create out of the raw materials, natural resource that's already present. Man is a pro-creator. He's not really a creator. He's a pro-creator. Everything man creates, he uses something that's already existing to do it. God, who has all power and authority and deserves all glory and praise, God can do out of nothing what man is not able to do. God is able. There is no power greater than God. I want to stay with God. I want to be a servant of God. I want to have the protection of God on my side. Because there is none greater than God. Huh? You ain't going to find nobody to beat God. We can't even beat God giving, loving, or anything. Huh? You sure can't beat God through violence, ignorance. Many have tried. Many have died trying. But we got an opportunity right now to seek out and to obey the gospel of Christ and be saved, becoming members of the Church of Christ, which is the one true church. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Chapter 1. Verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, and verse 18. Jesus says to Peter, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and death cannot stop me." Death couldn't hold the Lord Jesus Christ. Death had to let him go. He couldn't hold it. The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the one, ladies and gentlemen. That's who you want to obey. That's whose name you want to wear. See, if we're going to be children of God, children of Christ, we at least need to have enough common sense to wear his name, to give him honor as our spiritual father. We wear the name of Christ, and that's why we are called Christians. Early church had been preaching the gospel for some 10, 20 years, and as the gospel spread all over the then known Roman kingdom, world kingdom, Christians pretty much inherited their calling, because they didn't just call themselves Christians. They were not just called Christians for no reason at all, but they lived the Christian life before others, and others called them Christians. That's the only thing you can call them. They are children of Christ. They are Christians. Obeying the gospel will only make you a Christian. It won't make you a Catholic. It won't make you a Baptist. It won't make you a Lutheran. It won't make you a Methodist. It won't make you a Jehovah's Witness. It won't make you a Mormon. It won't make you Seventh-day Adventist. It won't make you the Apostolic Church. It won't make you the Church of James, John. It won't make you a Catholic. No, sir, no, ma'am. It won't make you a member of a Catholic church. You obey the gospel of Christ, God adds you to his church. No preacher, no priest, and nobody else can add you to the body of Christ. God's miraculous power and will. God does the end. So we got to recognize the power is in God, not in me, not in the world, but in Christ. Time to get right, church. Time to live right. And God bless you. As we get ready to dismiss ourselves from this study tonight, I want you to know that God is pleased at hearing his word being taught. God is pleased with men who are there to listen to and receive the knowledge of the truth that they might obey and be saved before the everlasting and eternally too late. My God. God, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to declare your truth to a dying and perishing world of mankind, man all over the world that does not fear or have proper respect for you, dear God, that we can reach them with the gospel before it's too late. Because if it's too late, it's too late. The time to receive salvation, the time to obey God, the time to heed the voice of God calling you home, the time to do it is right now. Today, not tomorrow, but today. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity to declare God's word to you. I want you to know that if you have any questions about the gospel and the word of truth that we've spoken, feel free. Questions. Call us to the carpet. Make us prove it. Make us prove it by the word of God. Book, chapter, and verse. Nothing less. Not our opinion. Not what we think. But what the word of God says. That's the proof. The word of God is a spirit document. It is not dead letters written on a page. The word of God is dynamic. It is sharp. It's a sword. But it's sharper than any two-edged sword that man can have. Man can sharpen his sword to be as sharp as the word of God. The word of God is capable. It can read the very thoughts and intents of a man's mind. Man's sword can't do that. Or it can cut you and make you bleed. But Christ's sword is such that it penetrates where man's sword can't go. It goes into the mind. And it seeks to inform of the way of truth. All we got to do is believe the gospel and obey it. That's all we have to do. Go to the worship service in the Church of Christ, wherever they may be found, your community, your town, your village, wherever they meet in the assembly. Go there. Study the word of God. When the opportunity comes and the invitation comes forward to obey the gospel of Christ, step forward. Give the minister your hand, God your heart. And he will baptize you. That's what he's been told to do. That's the instruction that he has to do. And that's what he will do. He will baptize you in water baptism for all the removal of your sin. Pouring water over the forehead. Sprinkling water over the forehead. None of this is New Testament water baptism. Man must be immersed to symbolize spiritual burying of the dead and evil conscience of man. It symbolizes man going through a death. Killing off the rotten, cancerous sin and iniquities and disobedience out of his life by the power of God. See, all we got to do is believe. We don't do anything to save ourselves but believe. God does all the work. God performs the operation. He cuts away the cancerous sin and restores eternal life to the soul. Those of us who obey the gospel of Christ, we are walking and living in our eternal life even now. So you got to maintain it. These maintenance is like buying a new car. Sure, you got a new car, but you got to maintain it. You got to wash it when it gets dirty. You got to put tires on it when they wear out. You got to put new brake shoes on it when it wear out. You got to put gas in it, keep it running. You got to change the oil, keep the engine good. Yeah, it's more than meets the eye. But you have to maintain your automobile in order for it to serve you as it was purposed to do. And if you do a good job of maintaining it, it will serve you a long time. The same is true in principle of our maintaining good works, obedient faith in Christ. We have to come to Christ through faith. We have to live for Christ through faith. We have to die in Christ through faith. All about faith. Faith is the victory that the soul of man can harness to overcome the world of sin. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. That's what God wants of this God-man. He wants this God-man to be a conqueror of evil and a preserver of truth, a deliverer to truth. That's what God wants, God-man. Are you willing? Do you want to be saved today? Want to be saved right now? If you do, you're going to have to seek out the spiritual family of God in your city, your community, your neighborhood, your country, your nation. Seek them out. Tell them that you want to be baptized for the remission of your sins. And they will baptize you, and they'll teach you further. See, Jesus said that, he said to his disciples in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things, such as what I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always. That's what you got to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to obey God. Preacher can't do it for you, and he can't do it to you. You have to do it for yourself. You got to do it to Christ. The preacher got to do the same thing to save his soul. So he needs a Savior, and you do too. The preacher is not the Savior. The Pope is not the Savior. Man-made names, man-made offices of occupation that have nothing to do with Christ. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you again. I want to say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day. Be back with us on Thursday of this week. Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. And you know what that time is in your country where you are. Just be on the next call. The next call is designed as a question and answer, a learning through experience event. Everyone who attends is allowed to ask questions or question anything you heard us speak in this broadcast and challenge us to prove it so that you may know the truth and obey the truth and be saved according to the truth. That's all we ask. Bring your minister. Let him be a part of this live broadcast event. We'll be glad to talk with you about the truth. May God, we ask that you bless us all according to your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye to our radio audience until we meet again. Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. And goodbye.